We had two obstetrics facilities located within 20 miles of each other. And if you look at northern Missouri as a whole otherwise, all the surrounding hospitals, Carrollton, Brookfield, Milan, Unionville, Bethany, had long ago dropped obstetrics. Well, St. Luke's had done everything they could to maintain that community status in both hospitals. But the challenge became simply sustainability. There is more and more of a challenge in recruiting physicians to rural America, as we discussed earlier. And the two hospitals had a different model. Hedrick Medical Center was staffed by OBGYNs, while Wright Memorial Hospital was staffed by a family practice doctors who are doing obstetrics. And both had good services and good care. The challenge was getting the C-section coverage that's mandated, back to your question about regulation earlier, for round-the-clock care, because you never know when there might be an issue where you need to have an immediate C-section. And we did not have that capacity here locally at Wright Memorial, where at Hedrick, the OBGYNs can do their own C-sections. So consequently, we had to bring in what we call locums, or, you know, kind of interim physicians, to provide round-the-clock C-section coverage, which was incredibly expensive. And so looking at the long-term sustainability of both programs and how we could best care for this region, the determination was made that we had to consolidate the program at the more viable, the two hospitals' programs as far as staffing. And that was, in this case, just simply Hedrick Medical Center, because they had OBGYN care. It could have just been as easily been Wright Memorial if the OBGYNs had been based here, but they were not.